Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Moed Katan daf Chaf, and begin on the bottom of your Tesmah Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is Abaye asked from Rava or Rabba regarding if someone buries his dead on the Yom Tov itself. So he says, regarding the Shiva, I understand that it's not going to be counted towards the Shiva because the halachas of Shiva don't apply on the Yom Tov. The question, however, is regarding the halachas of the Shleishim period, which those halachas are anyways applicable, where on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to do laundry and cutting the hair, and therefore you're keeping the laws of the Shleishim. Would we say that they would be counted towards the Shleishim or not? On that, Rabbi responded, he says, Eina Eila, it's not counted towards that. And that's where our Gemara continues and says, Eisvi. The Gemara asks on the following brisa. HaKoyvres Meisah Shnei Yom Koyd Maregel, if someone buries his dead relative 2 days before the Yom Tov. So what do you do? You only had 2 days, and then it's Yom Tov time, which you don't have the laws of Avelis. So you complete the remaining 5 days after the Yom Tov, and then one's activities could be done by others, which Tosafot points out, even in one's home, although we said on the Daf Yadav Amud Beis that it's forbidden to have someone do work in his house. Says Tosafot here, you could be talking about a Dabar Ovid, where it's a situation of loss. So now it's after the Yom Tov. His work could be done through others. And his slave and his maidservants could do discreetly stuff in his home. And moreover, other people don't have to be busy with him. They don't have to console him after the Yom Tov, where although they only had 2 days of Shiva, and then now they're doing the remaining 5 days after Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, what's the reason? As it continues up, Chaf al Malav, Shekvarnas Askubay Beregel, because they really consoled and they were busy with him. For the 7 day period, a Yom Tov itself is 7-8 days. So 2 days before, and the whole Yom Tov, everyone's consoling him. So they already did that Nechama. Now, although on Yom Tov, you're not doing the laws of the morning, so that they'll complete that 5 days after the Yom Tov to make it 7 days. Which, as that the Brisa says, Klal Shel Dava, the rule of it is, Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, whatever's for the laws of the morning, Regel Mafsikai. The Yom Tov interrupts, meaning you didn't do it during the Yom Tov, and you have to complete it after the Yom Tov. For example, over here, where you had 2 days of Avelis before the Yom Tov, you have to supplement the 5 days after the Yom Tov. Now, B'v'chol Shum Mishum Iskei Rabim, whatever is something that's related to the Tzibur, to the public, in other words, which you're consoling the Rabim, Ein Regel Mafsikoi, so then the Yom Tov does not interrupt, where that you would have to go ahead and be engaged after the Yom Tov. No, that's something that you could be engaged with during the Yom Tov itself. Now, continues the Braisa, Kavari Shlesh Yom B'Sefer Regel. Let's say someone buried his relative 3 days towards the end of Yom Tov. So here, Moinu Shiva Acha Regel, you're going to count the whole Shiva after the Yom Tov, where there's no halachas of Avelis on Yom Tov. So you're going to have your Shiva after. And Arba Yom Rishayim, now the first 4 days after the Yom Tov, then Rabbim Mas'askim Boy, then the public's going to be busy with him, again, to make up where you only had 3 days that you were Menachem Avel on the Yom Tov, because it happened 3 days towards the end of Yom Tov. So then you have another 4 days after to do the Nechama, to console for what we call the Shiva period. And then, Shleisha Macharoinim, the last 3 days of we said that you have to do 7 days after Yom Tov, Ein Rabbim Mas'askim Boy, then the public doesn't have to be busy with him, because, like we said, for that the regal is not mafsikit, shekvar nesaskim beregel, because they're already busy with him 3 days during the Yom Tov, and veregel oilalai. And the Yom Tov counts towards the counting of the Shleishim period of that of the 30-day period. Now, says the Gemara, my love, isn't this that we're saying that the Yom Tov counts for the 30-day period? Isn't it going on the Aseifa, on the last thing with the sentence before it? The end of the Braisa is saying that if he's buried on the Yom Tov, that then you only do the Shiva after Yom Tov, but the 30-day period will be counted on the Yom Tov itself. So that answers our question. When you're buried on the Yom Tov, that actually does count for the period of the 30 days, and that's difficult on whether it be Rabba or Rava that says that, no, it doesn't count. So he's going, well, no, Aresha. It's going back in the first part of the Braisa, which was speaking about a different case. If you buried the relative 2 days before Yom Tov, so that's what we're saying, that the Yom Tov will count for the counting of the 30-day Shleishim period, where there for sure it's going to count towards it because you already started Yavelis before Yom Tov. If it was buried on Yom Tov, I wouldn't know necessarily that it would be counted, and therefore it does not contradict the response of Rabba. Says Gemara Eisvei, let's ask from the following Braisa. Braisa says, Regel oil minyan shleishim. The yomtiv could count towards the counting of the shleishim. Ketzad, says the Braisa, how so? So kavri betchilat sardegel, if you buried the relative in the beginning of the yomtiv, on day one of the yomtiv, minus shiva achar regel. So like we said, the shiva, you're not, everyone agrees, you're not doing anything of the halachas of the shiva, at least that which is a public display on yomtiv, so you only start your shiva counting after yomtiv. But then, since you really, really went through 7 days, but then your work could be done through other people. His male and female maidservants could do discreetly some work in the house. The people don't have to be busy with him, like we said, because the whole shiva, the first 7 days, which was on Yom Tov, those 7 days, they already were b'menachem avol, so they already did their 7 days. So although he didn't do his 7 days of avelus, they don't have to be busy with him after the Yom Tov. And, says the Braisa, the regel oilolai, and the Yom Tov will count for the Shleishim day period. Obviously not the Shiva, because that we're doing afterwards. So that's difficult on Rabba/Rava, who said that if these was the death on Yom Tov, then we don't count it for the Shleishim period. So the Gemara Tiyufta, definitely it's a refutation of Rabba/Rava, that yes, we do see that even if it happens on Yom Tov, as we said, that other option, because you do keep the laws of Shleishim on Chol HaShemayim, so actually it does count towards it, even if it happened on Yom Tov. Similarly, says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Nim Rabbi Yechonon, Afila Kavare Beregel, like we just said, from the Braisa, that even if you bury the relative on Yom Tov, the Yom Tov will count for the period of the 30-day period, and of course, we don't have to tell you if the burial was before Yom Tov. And Bechin Arilei, so too, he ruled for him Reb Elazar, L'Reb Hadas Berei, to his son Reb Hadas, Afila Kavare Beregel, even with burial in the Yom Tov, again, you're going to count that from that day already, the start of the Shleishim period. The Gemara introduces the Braisa that relate back to the Halacha of HaMishnah. Talmud Rabbah, learn the Braisa. Kim kfiyas hamita shleisha yom kreinim regal. If someone fulfilled the Halacha of overturning the beds, which is Halacha in mourning, at least 3 days before the Yom Tov, then in etzach lekafaisa achar regal, say, does not have to turn over the beds anymore after Yom Tov, that's the Reb Eliezer, which we had been discussing. Let's say they started mourning and then the Yom Tov interrupts. You have to supplement. Here, if you did, you turned over the bed, you already had 3 days of that, you don't have to do it after the Yom Tov, according to Reb Eliezer. The sages say, even 1 day, even 1 moment. If you did it, you turn over the beds, and it's Yom Tov, you don't have to do this after Yom Tov anymore. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, he says, Hein hin divrei b'Shammai, hein hin divrei b'Sil. These two opinions that we just mentioned were the opinions of b'Shammai b'Sil. Shabishammai, I mean, the school of Shammai, they say, Shloish Yom, has to have been that you already turned over the beds 3 days, that then you don't have to complete it after Yom Tov. B'Sil, I mean, the school of Hillel says, Afil Yamechid, even 1 day. Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rabbi Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yechnan. Some say it's Amar Lahu. Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba ulu Rav Huna, that afal yamecha, the filosha achas, again, even 1 day, even 1 moment, is already a fulfillment of that halacha, you don't have to supplement it anymore. And Rav Amma, he says, halacha ketana didan, says halacha is like the Tana of our Mishnah, Dama Shleisha, that he says, that it has to be, like this braisa that we mentioned, that it has to be a period of 3 days beforehand, which is like our Mishnah. And the Gemara brings the story related that Ravina ikla l'surah de pras. Ravina went to surah of the Euphrates. It's a different surah, which was by Euphrates. Amale Rav Chaviva l'Ravina. So Rav Chaviva said to Ravina, who came there, he says, Hilchas amai, what is the halacha? Amale said, afal yamechad, afal ashachas, even 1 day, even 1 hour, is going to fulfill the obligation of the turning over the beds. Now, Yosef Rav Chiyah bar Abba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, these three Tamid Chacham were sitting, Akil de Rav Yitzchak ben Laza, on the porch of Rav Yitzchak ben Laza, and Nafik Milzim ben Ayum, and this following teaching came out from amongst them. Minayin lavei l'shiva, where do we know that there's a law of mourning for 7 days? Like says the Pasuk in Amos, says Vafachti chageichem la'evel. I'm going to turn, says Hashem, your holidays into mourning. What are we comparing a chag to avelas? To tell you, machag shiva, just like the yom to be 7 days of avelas shiva, so too is mourning for 7 days. Says the Gemara ve'imat seres, but maybe say shavuos, which is also one of the shalosh hagam, the chagim, and that's only 1 day. Torah has a different interpretation, which brings it actually, maybe it's referring to Sukkot, which is actually 8 days, not 7 days, and that's the answer regarding that Atzeres, which is Shemini Atzeres, Regel B'fnei Atzmai. But our Gemara is asking that, how do you know it's 7 days? Maybe it's 1 day, like Shavuos. Says the Gemara, you're right. There is a Chag called Shavuos, it's 1 day, and we compare Avelis to that in a different context. But we're also comparing it to Pesach, which is 7 days. That the Shavuos is a chag, and we're comparing to Avelis, that you need for what Rish Lakish taught. Rish Lakish, Mishmur B'Yudin Nesiyah, he says, Minayin L'Shmur Chaykem. Where do we know that if one got a delayed tiding of mourning, She'en Nehekes El Yemecha, that it's only going to apply for mourning of 1 day? Because the Chesiv says in the Pasuk, V'afachti Chageichem La'evo, it compares, I'm going to turn their holidays into mourning. which the laws of holidays are going to be for that in mourning, which va'ashkecha natzeres, and we find that Shavuos, the ikri chag that's called, the ikri chag yom chag that we find one day is called a chag. Yeah, a shmur chayka, that when you hear something that was a long time ago, that something, a relative had passed, and you only hear about it now, yes, then it's going to be one day of mourning. As the Gemara brings Tarma, we'll learn the Braisa, this discrepancy. Shmur kareva, a recent tiding, is nehegesh shvua shiva v'shleishim. That's when you have the lachas of shiva, which is 7 days of mourning, shleishim, which is another lesser period of 30 days, where shmur chayka, if it's a distant tiding, in hegesh aliyamechad, it only applies the mourning for one day. As the Braisa explains, ezer kareva, ezer chayka, what's considered a recent tiding, what's considered a delayed tiding? Kareva is betech shleishim. If it's within 30 days of that passing and someone hears about it, then he has alachas of shiva and shleishim. Rechayka, what does that mean? La'achas shleishim, the Rebbe Kiva says it was already past 30 days and the person just heard about it now, then he only has one day. The sages say, no, they disagree. They say, achashmu kareva, achashmu rechayka, doesn't make it if it's a recent tiding or a delayed tiding. Nehege shiva shleishim, you have the halacha of both shiva and of shleishim. Then says, generally, wherever you find that there's an individual town who is being lenient, and the majority are being stringent, halacha would be like the majority. Except for this case, although it's Rabbi Kiva being lenient, who's a das yachid, and the sages, the rabbim, are being stringent, halacha is going to be like Rabbi Kiva, that when once it's after 30 days, the morning is only going to be for one day. Why? Because Amar Shmuel says, halacha ketiv ramekel ba'avol, as we quote on the previous stuff, halacha is like the lean interpretation when it comes to laws of mourning, and therefore we go like Rabbi Kiva in this halacha. Similarly, the Gemara brings a story there. Rabbi Chanina asked le Shmuel davua. Chanina got a bad tiding regarding his father, mibechizai from bechizai. So Asa came to Rav Chizda, came in front of Rav Chizda. Amalei said to him, Shmur Chayka, this is something that happened a long time ago, you just heard about it now. In Heges Aliyamechad, the mourning then is only for one day. Rav Nasa bar Ami, Asle Shmur de Ime, mi Bechazoi. He got tidings about his bad about that his mother passed away from Bechazoi. And he also, Asa came to Rav, came in front of Rav. Amalei said to him, Hari Amu, they said, Shmur Chayka, in Heges Aliyamechad, Bavad, if it's something that was already more than 30 days past, the mourning is only going to be for one day. However, Isra, the Gemara asks from the following Brisa. The Brisa says, "Bamedvim, when we say that it's only going to apply for one day, is b'chamisha mesa mitzvah, are from five of the seven people who die, that the pasuk in Bayikra Chafalav says the mitzvah to be involved in their burial. What are those five? His son, his daughter, his brother, his sister, and his wife. That's where we say a shmur chayk is going to be only one day. Aval al-avi v'alima, regarding his father and his mother, which this story was with a mother, the other one was with the father, then it's shiva v'shleishim, then it is for the laws of 7 and 30. So how could they say that it's one day? So Malay said to him, yichidahi. No, that opinion that says that you just quoted me this braisa, that's an individual opinion, now, not that of Rabbi Kiva, because we said halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, as we said by the Mekel, because according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't make a difference if father or mother or other relatives. And that, the Brisa you just brought, that it's a singular opinion, but like Sri Lanka say, we don't hold like that Tana. Now, where do we find that it's a Das Yachid, it's an individual Tana, therefore we don't rule like this? It's a Tana like learn the Brisa. Meister is a story of Mace Aviv, Shadab Tzadik Beginzak. So we're talking about a father of Reb Tzadik who died in Ginzak, which is the name of a place. And they notified him, he only got the news after 3 years. So it's a Shmur Chayka. Ubovashol Esalisha Ben Avuya. And he asked, Elisha ben Avuya b'zaken Rishima and the elders that are with him. So we see that this is a singular Tana. V'amr, they said, Noig Shiv v'shleishim. Oh, it's a father and mother. You have to have the halacha of Shiv and Shleishim. But that's only Das Yachid. But we don't rule like that. And even by the father and mother, if it's after 30 days, it will only be one day of mourning. Another story the Gemara brings is with Kishmei's Benoi. When the son of Shadab Chia Achia Begayla, when the son of Reb Chia in the diaspora died, Yashiv alav Shiv v'shleishim. So he sat mourning for him 7 days and then the 30 days, which is illustrating, like the Chachamim, regarding this halacha, that the mourning is going to be for 7 and 30 days. So on that, the Gemara says, Ini, is that really so? And this is a question specifically on Rebbe Chaya, who he did this, he sat for Shiva and Shleishim on his son. What's the question? Because Vahar Rav, we have a story with Rav. There was Bad Achua de Reb Chia. He was the son of the brother of Reb Chia. And the Hubad Achzer de Reb Chia. He was also the son of the sister of Reb Chia. How's that possible? So Rashi, the Mefarish, tells us that Reb Acha from Kfari married a woman, Leah. And he had from her Avoy. Then this Leah passed away, and he married Rachel. Now, she had a daughter from a different previous husband. Now, from this new wife, Rachel, this Reb Acha gave birth to Reb Chia. Now, Ivai, who was his son from his first wife, went and married the daughter that the second wife had from a previous marriage. And they had a child called Rav. Now, it comes out that Rav was the son of Ivai, who was the son of the brother of Reb Chia from the father. They were paternal brothers. Which was also the son of his sister from the mother, which was his maternal sister. So the story goes on that Kisalik, when Rav came up from his city in Bavel, Lahaslam over the Teretz Yisrael, where that's where Reb Chia lived, Amaleis, Reb Chia said to Rav, "Oh, Abba, your father, in other words, your father Ivai, Kayim, is he still alive?" So as a Gittin Daman Beis, Amalei, so Rav responded in like a question. He says, "Ema Kayemes? Is my mother still alive?" In other words, instead of asking me about my father, ask about my mother, who she's also your sister. So Amalei Reb Chia said to him, "Okay, Ema, your mother, which is my sister, Kayemes, is she alive?" So Amalei, so Rav said to him, "Abba Kayim? Is my father alive?" In other words, I still didn't answer you regarding my father. And obviously he realized that the fact that he wasn't answering, because he didn't want to give him bad tidings, to tell him that actually both his mother and his father had passed away, which is his brother and his sister. Now, some say that actually, no, Rav was responding, not rhetorical, but he was answering what he didn't ask about. That he's asking, is your father alive? He says, "Oh, my mother's alive." That he could infer, oh, obviously the father's not alive. When he asked about the other one, he said the other one. The Mefarsh said that, well, that's difficult to fathom, that Rav would lie, and therefore it would be more like rhetorical, which is like, and is my father alive? Is my mother alive? So either way, Reb Chia understood that his brother and his sister had passed away. So Amalei L'Shamei, so he said to his attendant, Chalas li min alai, take off my shoes to mourn on my brother and my sister that had passed away. V'haylech acher kolei l'beis hamerchetz, and carry after me my clothing to the bathhouse. And the reason why he said this was his intention was to teach the halacha, which Shema Min HaKlas, we learn three things from what his conduct. Shema Min, we learn from this that Aval Asa Ben Nigel says handle, that a mourner is forbidden to wear shoes. Shema Min, we learn from this that Shmur Rechayke in Heges El Yamecha, that a distant tiding is only one day, and this is really what the question is, that how could Reb Chia, in the previous story, have the Shmur Rechayke like the Chacham to keep Shivan Shleshim, which that the relative had died, which they said doesn't make a difference, which his son had died in the Gaila, and he kept Shiv and Shleshim, when we see clearly that we're inferring from this story that he kept only one day. And also a third thing, Bishmam, that we learn from this is Mixasim Kakula, that a part of the day is like the whole day where you're supposed to keep one day, but after just a little moment, he already had the Mixasim, so he had Kakula. But the contradiction is regarding what does Reb Chi really hold? So the Gemara says, no, Reb Chi Luchud, Reb Achia Luchud, they're not the same person. This story was Reb Chia. The previous story was Reb Achia. Reb Achia holds like the Chacham of Shiv and Shleshim, even for Shmug Rechaika, for any of the seven relatives. And this is Reb Chia. Reb Chia held, no, not like that, that he held that a Shmug Rechaika would be only one day. Now I'm going to be Yisi Barov, and he says, Shama Shmug Kureva Beregel. Someone hears a recent tiding on Yom Tov. Now the thing is, Ula Matzah HaRegel Nasas Rechaika. But since you don't have mourning on Yom Tov, by the time you wait for after Yom Tov to start the Avelis, then it's already Ishmur Rechaika. It's already after 30 days if you wait till after Yom Tov. So then the halacha is Oilaloi. It's going to count for him, meaning even though when he heard about it was still Ishmur Kureiva, but the Yom Tov will count for to supplement the period of 30 days, which since you're not starting, then you're only starting after Yom Tov, then it's already going to be like it's a Shmur Rechaika, and hence, in the Eliyah method, you're only going to have the conduct of mourning for one day, like as if you heard it after 30 days. Similarly, Taner Rab Adda Demen Kisari Kamed Rab Yechanan. Rab Adda from Kisari taught a braisa in front of Rab Yechanan that said, Shama Shmur Kureva B'Shabbos. If someone hears a recent tiding on Shabbos, which we don't have the laws of Avelis on Shabbos, Ula Matzah Shabbos Nasa Rechaika, by the time it's Matzah Shabbos, which is ready the next day, it's already post 30 days. So it's only going to be halachically requiring one day of avails. Now, the Gemara has a question. Kireya or in kireya? Does one tear one's garments in that situation or not? So actually, machlekes. Reman the Amma, he says, in the kireya, you don't tear your garments. Rebchanina, Amma, he says, kireya, you do tear your garments. And the Gemara discusses this. Amma, the Reman Rebchanina. Reman, he said to Rebchanina, he says, wait a second. Bishlam l'didi makes sense according to me, damina, that I say in the kireya, that now, that there's only one day that you're going to have, because by the time Shabbos is over, it's going to be a Shmur Rechaika, and I say you don't do kriya, the reason for that is because since now you're not going to have a law of mourning of 7 days, because it's already, we're considering it a shmur chayka. So since you don't have the mourning of 7 days of a shiva, so you're not going to rice kriya, you're not going to tear the garments. But you, that you say that even in this situation you are going to tear the garments, does one tear the garments without having the halachas of shiva? We hear the mourning is only for 1 day. To which he responds, "V'loy, I'm not." And the Gemara says, "V'atani Isa Avu Reb Zeira." But Isi, the father of Zeira, taught. V'amala, some say that he was Achud Reb Zeira, the brother of Zeira, that he taught Kamei Reb Zeira the following brisa: Misha ain lechalak lekraya. If someone does not have a garment to tear, to be mekayim the mitzvah of kriya on the close relatives, but then when the zdamal lebetach shiva, then he does get a hold of a garment during the shiva period. So kriya, then he'll tear on it. La'achas shiva, if he only gets a hold of a garment after the shiva period, then in the kriya is not going to tear the garment. And on that, on Reb Zeira Basrei, then Reb Zeira heard this brisa being taught in front of him, he responded and said and qualified it. So b'midrim, when we say this b'chamisha meis mitzvah, when it's 5 out of the 7 close relatives that one has to mourn for, aval al av v'alima, but if it's regarding his father and his mother, then kerei v'ahelech, then he will continue to do the obligation of tearing the garment even after the shiva day period, and even though there's no law of shiva because it's already past shiva, so you see that kriya is even when there's no shiva. And that he responded, no, it's not a proof, because Kitanya, he, when you learn that Braisa, is l'chvayt av v'imay. That's only for the honor of one's father and mother. But generally, you don't have the law of Kriya without a velus, and therefore it's difficult to understand how you could say that there's going to be Kriya when you're turning it into Shmur Rechaik and you only have 1 day, then why would you have the law of Kriya? Related discussion, the Gemara is talking about learning the Braisa. Kala Omer b'parshas Kayanim, whatever is said in the parsha of the Kayanim, Shekayin mitamal, and the Kayanim now become tami to a dead person. But there are 7 close relatives that the Torah mandates that he does become tamei for. So those relatives are avol masabalein, and those are the ones that the mourner has to mourn on those relatives. Beilehin, and they are Ishtoi, his wife, Aviv, his father, Ve'imai, his mother, Achav, his brother, Bachesi, his sister, Benai, his son, Ubitai, and his daughter. Those are the 7 close relatives. Now, Hisifalein, they subsequently added to them Achav Ve'achesi Habsula Me'imai, his brother and his virgin sister, that is from the same mother, meaning the maternal sibling, not from the same father, because the pasuk makes it sound like that it's a sibling from the father, not from the mother only. And they added on b'chis nesua, the married sister, and that's meim ove beim imai, whether paternal or maternal, because in the pasuk we only find regarding a besula, regarding a virgin, not when she's married. But they, again, they subsequently added on even maternal sibling and also the married sister. Now, k'shem shemisabel aleihem, and just like he has an obligation to mourn on these 7 close relatives, if one of them dies, kach misabel ashnim shalehem, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, so too, there's an obligation on the secondary relative. In other words, not only on his father, but his father's father. Not only his son, but his son's son. Not only on his daughter, but his daughter's son. And so too on, not only his sister, but his sister's son. P'shem Laza Aime says, no, ein misabel ela, it's not going to be every relative secondary. It's Ella al ben benoy, it's only on his son's son, Valibi Aviv, and on his father's father. Bachamam, a third opinion, they say, Kol she misabel love, anyone that you have to mourn over their death, misabel imo, you have to mourn with them. In other words, he mourns with his father when his father's mourning on his father. So come that you have to mourn on your father's father. And so to anyone that you mourn on, for example, let's say he would mourn on his son, so he has to mourn with his son. In other words, if his son's mourning on his son, so then he has to mourn on his son's son. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Chacham and Tanakama, the different Chacham, the same as the Tanakama of Reb Shimon, which was Reb Akiva, that said the same idea, which is the secondary relatives. So the Gemara, no, Igman, the difference between them is Imoy Babayas, that it's if it's only with that person, that close relative with them in the house. In other words, the Tanakama didn't require that the father or the son has to be with him in the house and that he has to sit with him. So it's just any secondary relative, you have an obligation to mourn. The Chachamim required it only when you're with them. And that was the words, Misabel Imoy. It's only when you're with them that you have the obligation to mourn with them. As the Gemara brings, Kihod Amalei Rav L'chia B'rei. Just like Rav said to his son Chia. Chia Amalei Rav Huna L'Rabba B'rei. So Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, Bi'apa, in front of your wife, when she is mourning, which that's also an individual that if she passed away, he would have an obligation to mourn over her. So then, no gebelusa, then you have to mourn with her when you're in front of her. That's only imay, like the chacham. But if you're not in front of her, like tin gebelusa, then you don't have to conduct yourself in mourning. That's a difference between the chacham, which dislike the chacham, unlike the tanakama that of Rabbi Akiva. Like Rav brings a story that Mar Ukva shochav li bar chamua, that his brother-in-law, his father-in-law's son, passed away. So Saba, he thought, that he has to conduct himself with the laws of Shiva and that of Shleshim because it's a secondary relative. It's his wife's brother. But all Rav Huna legabei, but Rav Huna came to him and Ashkechei found him that he was like mourning. So Amalei said to him, Tzudaniyasa, the food that everyone brings to the Shiva house, to the mourners, that bois lamechel that you're so desperate to eat that you're acting like an oval? Loi Umr, they didn't say this, lechvait ishtai, that you have an obligation to honor your wife, that just like you have to mourn over her, you have to mourn with her, which is her secondary relatives, elachama v'chamaisi, only if it's his father-in-law and his mother-in-law. The time like learn the braisa. Misha meis chama v'chamaisi, if his father-in-law or his mother-in-law passed away, then in rishol locha v'sishtai, he's not allowed to force his wife, least kecheles, to put on her eyeshadow, but least pekeses, and to braid her hair. Rather, he actually turns over his bed, and he could dusk himself with mourning together with his wife. So it's only by her parents and not by her sibling. And he so to she, if her father-in-law or her mother-in-law pass away, and Rishali's kachelis v'liz pekeses, she's not allowed to get all dressed up, put on makeup and braid her hair. Ela kaifim itazur, rather, she turns over her bed. V'negiz in my bed, she has to conduct herself with mourning with her husband. Now, Vatan Yiduch learned another braisa that continues on this theme. It says, Ava Bisha Amru, although they said, that when she's in mourning, he has to mourn with her for her parents. He's not allowed to force her to get put on makeup and to get all dressed up. But by Emes Amru, truth, they said that Mezegis Laisa, because she could still pour for him a cup of drink. Umitzas Lemita, she could make the bed for him. Umarchetzis Leponim Yoder Beraglev, and she could wash his face, his hands, and his feet. Which the Gemara wonders, Kash Nadadi, it seems to be a contradiction. Because he was saying that she could spread out the bed for him, and yet the other halacha said that not only that she doesn't do it for him, but he actually has to turn over his own bed. So there's no making the beds. So and that's the Gemara, Lav Shema Manad. This proves the point that we said before. Obviously, what you're inferring for this is Kam Bechama Bechamoisei. When did we say it's Aser and he actually has to turn over his bed, and she's definitely not making the bed for him, is when his in-laws pass away, her parents. Then it's forbidden. But when it's the other relatives of the wife, then the wife will actually make the bed for the husband. No, we infer that that's the discrepancy like we mentioned before. They didn't say that one has to honor his wife, only if his father-in-law or his mother-in-law has passed away. Now, the Gemara brings a story that a Maimer, that his grandson, passed away, and Karlevei, the grandfather Maimer, tore his garment for that. So Asa Berei, then his son came along, and then subsequently cut a ba'apeh. Amemer again tore his garment in front of his son. And which Tosfos discusses, why would he have to do it? Tosfos discusses if it was a different way. Maybe there's a way he did it again in front of his son. Itkud the Miyushav Kar, then he recalled that he actually, when he tore the garment, he was sitting down. So Kam Kar, he got up a third time and tore the garments to do it movement standing up. So only Ravash Lamemer, Ravash Tamemer, created the moment Manol. And how do we know here you're tearing your garment a third time because you remembered you did it sitting down? How do we know that one has to tear their garment standing up? Because the Chassidus says the pasuk in Eiv, Vayokim Eiv, Eiv got up, Vayikredes Meilai, and he tore his garment. So you see that one has to stand when they do create. So that says the Gemara is Gutintam of Chaval Manal, and if that's the case, this it says in Devarim, Va'amad Va'amar, he stands up and he says, Lechavatz Lekachta, I don't want to take this sister in law of mine, which is in the procedure of Chalitza. Hanami, you think over there, you also have to literally stand when you do chalitza. But Vatangla in the Brayas it says, Bein Yoishiv, Bein Oimid, whether if he's sitting or standing, Bein Mutab, he's leaning over, all those are valid ways of doing chalitza. But it says, Amad, and you were pointing out from Korea that you also have from Vayakam. It says, Amalei said to him, No, Hasim like Siv, Vayamid, Vayamid. There it doesn't say, and he should stand and say. It says that, Vayamid, and he stands, but it's not in a directive. Hachag Siv, here it says, Vayakam, Vayikra, which tells us that one should stand up, and then one should tear, and therefore, that's why how we know that the halacha of kriya has to be when one is standing. And therefore he went and he tore kriya another time.